Oh, it's a shooting. Okay. Take two. Yeah. We are.
Take two. It would be very helpful, and I know it's a symbol of strength, if you would just clap once in front of your face. Thank you.
Why?
I have to sync up the audio from this to this.
Oh.
So it just helps me to be able to do that. Okay, so, Chewy, can you give me your first and last name and spell it?
My name is Jesus Ramirez, JESUSRAMIREZ.
And tell me your position, organization.
I work for Radio Bilingue. It's the Latino Public Radio Network here in the United States. We started in Fresno, California. I work out of Salinas, California, and I am one of their producers as well as their youth radio coordinator.
Okay. All right, so as we start, like I told you, it's going
to
be...
Oh, we haven't started?
No, I mean, we're shooting, but this is the question. Okay. Just to let you know just a few things. You can just look at me. Don't worry about looking between me and the camera. I wish I could have it behind me. That's why I wish somebody else was doing asking these questions.
I can look at the TV.
You could do that too, but it would probably be best for you
okay.
to look at me.
All right.
Periodically, you'll see me sort of peering.
Right, I'll just keep looking. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
We'll do the acting part.
Yeah. Okay, tell me a little bit about how your radio bilingue works in Salinas. What are some of the things?
Well, some of the things that we do, we want to teach the community that we are there to be used as a medium to help them distribute information, whether it's legal, whether it's educational, whether it's opportunities to empower the persona, or just there as part of the community to make it a better community.
And tell me how
to inform.
How did you hear about this institute?
I heard about news literacy through our executive director. Apparently, there was a communication where the project that they invited Radio Bilingue to participate, and I guess I was chosen to be the representative for Radio Bilingue to be part of the conference.
What would you say would be some of the things that you've learned that might be? What new things have you learned from this?
I don't have a journalism background, but yet because we are a very small nonprofit radio station, it gave me a better understanding of what is news and how to use it and how I can apply it when I'm starting to provide our audience with news and information, have a better look and how to prepare myself when I'm trying to do interviews.
And so in this process of kind of like in coming out of this and trying to take these lessons back and using them with your organization, and like right now because you're working on your lesson plans and things like that, what do you think is going to be the biggest thing that you're going to take back?
Practicing and applying the rules of journalism, because there's something that I did not know before. And I mean, I know I've been reading the newspaper every day to be informed of what's happening within my community. And now I'm going to apply those rules that I've learned here during the time that I've been here for, you know, the how valid is the information, where am I getting my resources. So trying to question every piece of news that's out there that I get my hands on. Give me a second. What's been the best part? I think the staff or the presenters for the what I've you know, I thought it was going to, because I'm not a lecture person. When I go to even meetings, I tend to, you know, not stay focused because of the information. But the whole information, the fact that you have two individuals, Dean and we have Tim, who are very passionate about journalism and teaching how to deconstruct a story, how to make sure that whatever, what the information that is given to us, that it's valid, and that we are providing our audience with the truth of what news is.
Just one last thing. Would you have any suggestions for folks that might be thinking about coming to one of these? Like, if, like, every summer we do this and we send information out to folks about it. And if there's somebody that might be, because this is what we really want to use the video for.
Right.
If there's somebody that's looking at this and sort of thinking to themselves, okay, do I really want to do this? Should I do this? What kind of advice would you give to them to sort of make them make a choice about this?
Well, once again, I pretty much, because I started working for a radio station, I was forced to go into the field of journalism, little by little, story that I cover, people that I talk to and I interview. I became a reporter whether I wanted to or not, but I did not know the rules of journalism, and that's something that I really learned by coming here to this conference, to this workshop.
Okay. All right.
Is that good?
That